guys, and welcome to the after show for Hollywood Medium. We have so much to talk about. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys.
Hello. Oh, we're starting way down today.
Yeah, it makes me want to go to sleep. Hi, welcome to the after show for Hollywood Medium. My name is Ava Hill, and you can find me on No, you can't, actually. My social media is deactivated. I'm taking a social media cleanse, and
are
I suggest
you?
Everyone do that. Yeah, so you can't find me on anything, so you're just going to have to tune into the show, because this is the only place you can find me. But to my left, my lovely co-host.
Well, I am not on a cleanse, but I'm Stefan Lovegrove. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Dr. Lovegrove. And I do have to say about this song, this was actually my study music. Not this particular song, but Explosions in the Sky was like my study music all through high school and college. So shout out to the throwback of Friday Night Lights for Adrian today.
That's my reaction with the opening credit, okay? Or with the opening credit, the opening song. It makes me just want to like...
Just take a nap. We're taking a chill pill today.
We're taking a chill pill, guys, and we're doing a social media cleanse. Get on it. Okay, so let's get into this episode. First of all, I appreciate this episode in particular because I felt like it was more specific than his other episodes. I think with other people, well, it depends on what people want to be exposed, but I feel like this episode in particular was a little bit more detailed. What do you feel about that? Yeah, no?
Well, I do think Tyler can't control what comes through. So in some instances, like, Khloe Kardashian came and had very specific love life questions. And he didn't really give her what she was looking for. Like, she kept asking, like, no, we haven't gotten to the right answer yet.
Home slice can't catch a break. She can't get answers in real life or on the other side.
But that revenge body. But that's another discussion.
but that body, though.
But I think that he can't control what comes through, which actually validates him, that it is real and he's not just researching these people. But in any case, there was a lot of specifics. Patty did ask the love life question and get a lot of answers.
Now, Patty Stanger, how do you say that?
Stanger.
Stanger. For people who don't know who she is, she does Million Dollar Matchmaker. Is that what she does? I've never seen the show.
Yeah, I forget. So it transferred networks and it went from like Millionaire Matchmaker to Million Dollar because they had to change that trademark. But yes,
is there a difference?
That's Patty. So when anyway, yes, it was an emotional episode overall with a lot of specifics.
Okay, so when I get to that tax bracket, I want to make sure that I'm called a millionaire, not $1 million.
Okay.
That was a bad joke that didn't pass. No one laughed.
We'll make that note for the future.
Okay, thank you. So Patty's mom came through, and what I liked about this reading in particular is that I'm kind of going to segue a little kind of elsewhere right now. My mom and I, it's going to come back to the point, I promise you. My mom and I was visiting home in Charleston, South Carolina. Came back yesterday. Not that it even matters, but my last night, my mom and I were talking about the afterlife, and I asked her, you know, if heaven really exists and what really happens when you pass and all that kind of stuff. And my mom said, "Well, have you seen this movie? It's called Heaven Is For Real." I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's about a little boy, 4 years old, who is on the operating table in the hospital, and he doesn't die, which is interesting because he went to the afterlife and came back, and it's a true story. And
he has openly admitted that he lied.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. There's a whole, because he was about to get a movie deal out of it.
No, I don't want to believe that.
As the movie was about to come out, it was like, hey, by the way.
No, wait, I saw the movie though. I'm so confused right now.
Our producers are saying this guy... I know that there's multiple claims like this and multiple books like this. Some of them
I'm
have
so
turned
disappointed.
Out to be dubious.
See,
I don't know if the one your mom
but honestly,
has.
But
some
honestly,
of them
have. I didn't really want to believe it. And then if it is a true story, I don't know. The details that the four-year-old came back and said were just insane to me, and they were very specific, and it's not like he ran to his dad when he was able to be like, hey, this is what I saw. It was kind of like he would kind of just drop like, oh yeah, that did happen, but all of that to say, My mom and I were talking about, was it my mom now? I don't know who it was, but anyway, I remember talking about, no, this was actually in the Lyft car. I was talking with my Lyft driver.
In the Lyft, the best conversations are the worst ones.
They're always good for me. But we were talking about how some people control, like, when they pass. And I didn't know that you could do that. And rooting back to Patty, see, I told you he was going to come full circle. I liked that her mom, did you really just draw a circle? Oh, I thought you were drawing. I thought he was drawing a circle for my comment. But anyway, Patty elaborated and Tyler elaborated on how her mom was waiting for her to come visit her before she passed. And that is just, that's very interesting to me because I didn't know. Actually, yes, I got clarity. My mom was telling me, my grandmother was living with us when she passed, and my grandmother waited for me to go to school because she didn't want me to see that. And she waited,
as a little kid.
Right, and she waited for me to go to school to then pass. And my mom said that, I thought that I just, it was kind of, not strange, but kind of like, oh, I didn't know that. That death, I guess, could be in your control like that. So when Patty talked about her mom saying that, you know, she waited for me, was very interesting to me. I didn't know that was a thing.
I've always wondered if it's like, have you ever been in bed or on the couch or something and you kind of had control over whether or not you let yourself drift into sleep? That's what I always assumed it was
sleeping,
like.
Though.
That's sleeping. I know. Well, I don't have a reference point. I will say,
because to me, when it's your time to go, it's not your decision. When it's your time to go, it's your time to go. So how do you control that?
But, well, so the timing thing kept coming up. And in other readings, too, both in this episode, people talk about holding on. Like, I don't know what it feels like. Obviously, we haven't
been
there.
Hold on.
But people talk about they made a distinct choice to hold on. So... Have you ever heard someone say they had a moment and there was like a car accident or something and they had this moment where they almost like passed and they had a decision in the split second of do they want to pass or not? I've met multiple people
who have
told me
that. Because I'm choosing to stay.
Right, but I know that there's multiple people that have told me they had a moment where they felt like they could have passed on and they chose to come back.
You know these people?
Yeah. This is a normal thing. Guys? No?
I don't know anyone that's been through that.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. let's talk about Patty.
Thank you for lead hosting for me because I'm so stunned over here. I just can't.
Okay, because I love seeing Patty emotional. I know that you don't watch her matchmaking, but she is very tough love, which I do appreciate. I understand that she has really bad
clients.
So it
was good for you to see that she had feelings.
Right, and we don't get to see that side of her. Okay. Not on the show, mm-hmm. not in her business, do we really get to see that side of her. So I thought it was really vulnerable for her to be like, I want to call my mom, like, about boys. And I thought, Patty, don't we all need to call our mom about boys? But she said, I want to call my mom, and I can't. And
or you can just opt out of dating and just call your mom for actual important things, because men ain't remember that. So you heard it here first.
And say that word you edited on tonight's show. Can we talk about that?
Can we talk, you guys, about Tyler got a little edgy on this episode.
We were trying to figure out, have we ever heard Tyler curse before?
I think Tyler is like the cupcake version of like sunshine and rainbows. And I've never heard a curse word. I've never seen one.
He's
never been near one. He is a person.
Who's
but.
Like,
he also walks into rooms and doesn't know people like Bobby Brown. So I don't know what planet he's on.
It is surprising who he knows. Because
exactly.
We
Rainbow
about this
sunshine.
He knows Jersey Shore people.
He lives at the Shack. Okay. He doesn't know. Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
Okay. That's where he lives. Rainbows, flowers, candy, like...
But he still knows reality stars. He knew the Chrisleys. He knew DJ Pauly D last week. So somehow in the shack of isolation,
so
he knows his reality star.
Okay, so I
want
to know how it goes from knowing the Chrisleys to Pauly D to not knowing someone like Bobby Brown or like any of the other big people that he doesn't know.
Okay, I think part of it is he's more in the scene this season. Like, I think he's been in Hollywood long enough now that he's met more people. He's more up with things.
That was a good rebuttal.
Season one, he was, like, clueless.
That's how I picture him. I picture him like this, just, like, rainbows and flowers and candy and, like, staying at the Wizard of Oz with, I don't know, the Lollipop Guild.
Was your illusion ruined by his cuss word?
When he said a cuss word? Yeah. When he said shit? Yeah. I was appalled by that. I didn't even know that his mouth could form the... But anyway... So Adrienne Palicki, who's an actress, her reading, even though I don't know who Adrienne is, and I'm kind of sad because I only know one set of – I only know one –
Chrisley's.
Yeah. I was trying to get that out. Thank you. But yeah, so Adrienne is an actress, and while I don't know her, I'm not familiar with her work, I did appreciate her reading because that was very detailed. And there were things that she was saying that I don't even believe in. And so it was very interesting to hear her say that that was her experience, like seeing spirits and how she knows at 11 years old, like she saw her first spirit, or how she's had people in the house and that kind of thing. What were your thoughts on that?
Well,
this and her grandmother also waited for five days.
That's where I wrote down the holding on thing.
Yeah. Okay. So did Patty? I feel like Patty. Did Patty's mom too? I thought Patty's mom waited too.
Because her
mom was in Florida.
Patty's mom.
Her mom
waited.
Was in Florida. Yeah. So
it was a theme for. And even the Chrisleys was a different situation, but the timing thing was
a common thread. But
so I think Adrienne is the first person we've ever had on the show that was like, I am an intuitive. I don't know anyone's ever claimed that. And people have had like, oh, I had a vision one time or I had a dream. She's really into
spirits.
11 years old on. Tyler said on Twitter tonight that he thinks children are more receptive because they trust what they see, what they feel, kind of like, although we don't know that if it checks out, but like the 4-year-old, but
yes,
there
but
it is.
Also, but also about, wait, hold on. Boy says he didn't go to heaven. Publisher says
he will pull books. So there it is.
Yeah. But who is it? Who is it though? Is his father a preacher? Where's his family from? Cause there's probably many stories out like this though. Because
there
the
are
movie
multiple,
was,
and multiple of them have not
Alex
been
on. Malarkey. Which is a great name.
Wait, Malarkey, that's a name for like a bunch of BS. Wait, now
the boy who came back from heaven, Alex Malarkey, said this week this story was all made up.
Hmm. Well, anyway, skeptical.
I'm going to research that because if so, my heart is completely broken because they almost had me. They almost had me with that movie.
Well,
they almost had me with that movie.
We don't have to believe the movie to believe Tyler.
Great segue. So yeah, so Adrienne, that was an amazing segue. She's very intuitive when it comes to spirits and all that kind of stuff.
What about the female in the house?
But what I was going to say,
yes,
is that I like your point on children being more receptive to spirits. But what I also think about children though, is that they're not old enough to form an opinion about anything. You know what I'm saying? Children are very open.
But don't you... Okay.
And so I feel like that's an open space. And that's one thing that I don't like about adulting, okay? I'm going on a rant here. I don't like that... I feel like when you grow up in the world, because of your experiences and how you're brought up, you're kind of conditioned to think a certain way. As far instead of being a child... Sorry, I got tongue-tied. Instead of being a child who... Yes, we teach them right and wrong. Like, no, don't push your friend or don't like, you know what I mean? Like minor things that we teach them. But in general, they're still in an open kind of space to exist until they're old enough to kind of really think on their own. So I think that that's also a reason why spirits probably are more and children are more, you know, connected. No? Yeah?
Well, I think they don't have beliefs in, like, Todd had beliefs that were in the way of preventing, like, you know, that prevented him from even wanting to go to Tyler, right? Mm-hmm. And so adults have lots of beliefs. And so, you know, you even said, like, this would contradict my beliefs or this is stuff I don't believe in. Whereas a kid is like, I'm 11. I don't care. I just know that there was a spirit there that I saw.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I think kids aren't so invested in these beliefs.
Right.
And I do think it's interesting. We were trying to figure out, we even rewound it to see, did we miss it? There's that woman and maybe others who have been in Adrienne's house are not a relative, right? Like, she moved
They're
in.
They're not, but it is kind of like...
And there was a woman there. That's creepy.
That's creepy. Now, let me tell you this. If Tyler was to ever come in my apartment... and say that he was feeling some energy over there.
Would you disbelieve him or would you move out?
I would move out. Are you kidding me?
See, I will be, I would okay, move out. Tell me, are you this kind of person? I feel like I know the answer to this. When I moved
Wait, you
in,
know the answer, no, wait, you know the answer that I would give?
So the question I'm about to ask,
okay,
yes.
No, wait, hold on. Before I answer, can you tell me what you think I'm going to say?
Yes, I'll tell you. So my question is, are you the kind of person who would move into a new apartment and sage your apartment? But I feel like you're not. I feel like if Tyler told you something, then you'd be paranoid, but you didn't sage the place you live now.
He knows me so well,
I'm
guys.
I'm not coming over. I saged my apartment. I even took
wait, how do
vases
you
of water, put ammonia in them because I was told to do this by a good friend, and I put it in every room and collected the negative energy and dumped it out in the toilet because I'm that person. I didn't want the bad energy. And thank God that I did, Ava, because it turns out the person who lived in my apartment before me was on the run from the federal government, and they came and knocked on my door looking for him. So thank God I cleared that energy. Who knows what's still in Ava's apartment who didn't sage it. So that's all I have to say about that.
But wait, it's a new apartment complex. So I was confident that nothing detrimental has happened in that.
Oh, so
you were
the first person. See, I was not. I lived in like a LA apartment that's been there for a little while. You lived in a brand new unit.
I live like in I'm not going to tell you where I live, but it's a brand okay, but it is a brand new comp. It's kind of new. So Marilyn Monroe was not in there.
Right. Well, we don't know what the construction workers may have done, but you know.
However, though, because I wasn't the first person that was in there, I'm probably the second. I'm not the first person to be in there, but I am the first person to be on my toilet seat. Got it?
Oh, so somebody else did live there. You should have done the sage.
Well,
anyway,
I did. Adrian. I replaced the toilet seat. That's saging for me. Okay. So, Adrian. Her grandmother waited for 5 days, and they have a connection that, even though they've never met before, they felt, Adrian feels like they have a connection that is just unbelievably strong. And even the grandma said that she feels more connected to her in the afterlife than her being in the flesh. Correct? Did I get that correct?
I thought the grandma thing was beautiful. The talking in her sleep thing was weird. That, like, right before they got the phone call, that's
really creepy, and that's something I cannot tolerate. I can't do it. I'm like the most.
I don't want a child that talks in their sleep to warn
neither.
Me about death.
Me neither.
That's
okay.
Too much.
Me
I don't
neither.
Know. I don't want that information.
I don't want that. I don't want to come into a room and see my child like talking to someone because that's very strange. However, I do have a little segue story. Hold on, guys.
I love these segues tonight.
Thank you. So my grandmother lived with us in my house, and she passed. And my mom told me we have a little chihuahua, and she has pretty big toys. And most of the time she needs help to bring her toy onto the bed. Like, she can never get on the bed with the toy in her mouth because she's not that big anyway. And the toy is like more than half her size. So anyway, everywhere that my dog goes or my mom's dog goes, she goes, right? Like, they're never apart. And my mom was in the front side of the house, and my dad was with her. And my dad was like, wait, where's Daisy, right? And so my mom was like, oh, good point. I thought that she was laying beside me in her little donut. So they go back to the guest room where my grandmother was. And she told me that all of Daisy's toys were lined up on the bed by size. And that Daisy was like laying there just looking at them in awe. And I was like, Mom, are you sure that, like, she didn't do that, that Daisy didn't do that herself? And she was like, Ava, Daisy's, like, the size of, like, the AfterBuzz cup. Like, how would she be able to get all those toys up on the bed and then put them, line them up by size? Like, it was from small to biggest. And I'm still having a hard time believing. But, like, my dad was so freaked out by that because he's not into spirits either that he made my mom, like, take a picture of it because it was so crazy. But all that to go back to say, because it always has a point, that with Adrian being a little girl and how it was so like the coincidence of her grandmother passing and then her parents, I guess, seeing her talk to someone, I just don't like, I mean, the facts are there. I mean, who else could she have been talking to? You know what I mean? Just like the facts are there with my dog. Like, who else would have sized? My dog isn't no small to big.
It's an eerie coincidence, if nothing else, that she slept, talked, and then they got the phone
call.
Okay,
so explain my dog. Explain my dog. Explain my dog.
No, I believe it. Ava, you're the skeptic on this
panel.
I
am skeptical, honey.
100%. Well, speaking of skeptical and not so skeptical.
Look at that segue!
Todd and Julie are perfect pair.
They are. And just to make this clear, Todd Chrisley is my favorite. And I don't know why. I have not made that connection yet. If we ever met in person, we would probably talk
Please
every
let
day.
Me know if you hit it He's off my, in person.
He, yeah, like I just love him. And I loved that he was so brutally honest, which is, I think, why I like him so much, is because he has like this very honest personality. But yeah, he came on the show and was very blunt. Like, you know what, Tyler, I'm skeptical about you. This is against my beliefs, but I'll sit here because my wife wants to do this. And I loved seeing the arc in Tyler and his wife. Because they really, well, his wife was a believer from the get-go, but mm-hmm. you literally saw Tyler, Todd, you literally saw him go from I'm skeptical to in tears by the end of it, because there were things that they haven't even told anyone that Tyler was able to tap into. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, so I love that they put Adrian and then Todd and Julie right afterward, because I think it, like, included everybody in the episode in terms of, if you're watching this and you're, like, super superstitious and mystical, right? Mm-hmm. Then you're going to be right on board with Adrian and her ever since I was a baby. But then if you're super, because you know religious people watch the show and they're like, I don't believe a medium is right. But they're still watching the show. And so, not to call any names, so I feel like they met everybody where they were at on a full spectrum with this episode, and Todd was sobbing by the end of it.
Yeah, he was.
He was losing it.
It honestly makes me want Tyler to come on the show. So if you're watching this show, go ahead and just tweet Tyler and be like, hey, Tyler, there's this great show called AfterBuzz TV, and they do an after show about Hollywood Medium, and you should totally go on there. Okay.
Come hang out. I'm scared of what will happen, but that's the beautiful
thing. I am,
thing.
And you know what? Actually, I take that back. I don't want to know anything that's on the other side, because I live by myself. No, I live by myself, and if I hear anything like
Tyler, you can come.
No,
Ava can stand outside for the reading purpose. Okay.
If I hear anything like your loved one is like sitting in your kitchen at night, and I live by myself, I'm moving out, and I don't have the money to move out. I don't have the money to even live in my apartment as it is.
For the record, though, about that, Tyler did acknowledge that it was weird. He doesn't usually get space. Things like, how often do we hear Tyler say somebody in your space? Like, that's very rare.
I don't know. I feel like he probably...
I don't think he would have told Todd that. Like, somebody who's already a little nervous and skeptical would have been a bit much if he was like, Todd, there's spirits in your master bathroom number 3. Like, that would have been weird.
Number 10.
I don't know.
Ava, there's spirits in your bathroom number 0.1.
So what anyway. Do we think of this reading?
I loved it. I thought that it was the most... I cannot talk for some reason for this after show. I apologize, you
it's
guys.
The
but
spirits. You should have saged.
I'm leaving. No, but honestly, I feel like the Chrisleys had the most honest reading. It was very raw. Nothing was held back. I feel like for a lot of people, the miscarriage detail probably wouldn't have been included, especially if they had never told anyone else. And for the Chrisleys, they said that they had never told anyone. And it's a show. So 9 times out of 10, the people that are being read are able to see or have control, I guess, over what is going to be publicized and what is not going to be publicized. And so I like that the Chrisleys had no filter when it came to their reading, because their show, even though I love it, is heavily filtered. I mean, it's the most scripted reality show ever, but I love
it. That's the thing about them. It is hard to turn away if it's like a marathon of Chrisley Knows Best and you turn it on. It's easy to get sucked into. But it also is so
edited.
It's
so edited.
So produced.
It's so produced. And like, there are even sometimes where there are scenes where it's like they have to hold back laughs because it's obviously very scripted. But that's why I appreciated how brutally honest this was and how they didn't mind that being shared.
Same with Patty. We saw her out. Like, I know that you haven't seen the show, but Patty is very, she only portrays herself in a very strong light. On the show. So again, we're seeing them in a different context. I have to ask you about this.
Ask me.
This would terrify me. So there's Trey in this reading who comes up, and mm-hmm. One of the most fascinating Tyler moments ever with this bullet, and he doesn't have, like, he didn't shoot himself, how would I have known, and that whole scribbling.
That was detailed.
So detailed, they just sat there in shock for like a minute. But here's the question it raises for me. If they wondered or thought it was a suicide and then that happened, wouldn't you be curious then who killed him? Like, if it wasn't a suicide, and all these years they assumed that it was. I was kind of
confused. Well, see, I was confused as to how he died, because one minute I thought he got electrocuted, and then it's like there was a gun involved.
No. The electrocuted was a different person. I thought the electrocuted
I thought that the electrocuted situation was Trey and the
whole
dad.
Thing was Trey. Oh, I see.
No, but I don't know. Like, that's what I got, but I could be wrong. So then, can
it
you explain?
It got confusing.
Yeah,
all
it got confusing.
All I know is he said that there was no gunshot residue on his hand, and they talked about Trey being left-handed, and he was shot.
But he was shot.
I don't know. I just. When Julie said, I guess it's kind of a relief if I can say that, because she felt weird about it, one of the things that went through my brain is, then who killed him? Are they saying it was an accident? Are they saying it was a murder? I don't know. I feel like it raises so many questions, Ava.
It does. And on that note, we're going to have to leave it on that. Leave it with the questions unanswered. Thank you so much for tuning in to our after show. Loved having you watch us. I don't even know who you are, but... I appreciate you.
But we appreciate you and your spirit.
Yes, my name is Ava Hill, and you can just find me here because right now I'm doing a cleanse.
And I'm Stefan Lovegrove. You can find me at Twitter and Instagram at Dr. Lovegrove.
The Lovegrove. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz ya later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.